Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. I'm going to pray. Father God, we thank you so much for this day, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for who you are, Lord God. We thank you for all that you do in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for just the provision, Lord God, for the love, for everything that you do, Lord God. Father God, I ask right now that you bless this servant. Father, use me in a way that you can use me like no other can, Lord God. Father, I ask you right now, Jesus, to speak through me, Lord God. Speak through me. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to be reading in Ruth. I've been studying Ruth for the last couple of, for about a month, 2 months probably. And God has really spoken to me while doing the study. He's really just shown me some things that I didn't realize when going through Ruth just on my personal time. But he has really just shown me some things, and I just want to make sure that I just wanted to share a little bit of that with you guys. I'm going to be reading from Ruth chapter 1, verses 16 through 17, and then in chapter 2, verses 4 through 9. My title of my message is Characteristics Found in a Christian Person, that's in the book of Ruth. So these are characteristics that I've seen in Ruth's book that I think Christians should have. So I just want to highlight that. So we're going to read now in verse 16. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people. Your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. May God deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." And then in Ruth chapter 2, verses 4 through 9. "Just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. And the Lord be with you. The Lord bless you," they answered. Boaz asked the overseer of the harvesters, "Who does that young woman belong to?" The overseer replied, "She is a Moabite who came from Moab with Naomi. She says, please let me glean and gather among the sheaves behind the harvesters. She came into the field and has remained here from morning until now, except for a short rest in the shelter." So Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean any other field. Don't go away from here. Stay with the women who work for me. Watch the field where the men are harvested and follow along after the women. I have told the men to not lay a hand on you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled." I'm just going to give you just a little bit of background on Ruth, just in case you haven't heard it. But Ruth is a Moabite. Naomi and her husband went to Moab because there was a famine in Bethlehem. So they needed to get away because there was no food. So they went there to raise their two sons, and then there was tragedy. Naomi lost her husband. She had her two sons left. They lived for 10 years, and then she lost both her sons, leaving her as a widow and no children except for her daughter-in-law. Then she found that God had blessed her land with food, and so she decided to go back. And as she's deciding to go back, she realizes that her daughter-in-laws do not need to go with her because she cannot give them what they need. She cannot provide them another husband. And so she tells them to stay in their homeland and go back to their family. Oprah, one of the daughter-in-laws, reluctantly decides to stay and with her family. But Ruth, she declines it. She says no. And as you heard me read, she said that she is going to go with Naomi. She put her foot down, and she was determined to not leave her. Ruth decided to leave her homeland and follow Naomi. Now you have to ask yourself, why would she do something like that? Why would she leave her homeland? She must have seen something in Naomi that made her think, this is a woman that I want to follow, because she's leaving what's familiar to her. She's leaving her God, her people, and she's going to a foreign land with people who may accept her and may not, but she decides to do it. My first characteristic is selflessness. That is exactly what she was. The definition of selflessness is concerned more for the needs of others. She did not want her mother-in-law to travel without her. She wanted to be there with her, to help her and to support her. And as we move through the book of Ruth, she did a lot to help Naomi. But she had to be selfless to be able to do that. She wasn't thinking of herself. She was thinking of someone else. That's the characteristic that God wants to see in all of his children who are following him. As someone who is selfless, who's not thinking of themselves. Jesus said over and over again when he was talking to his disciples, I have come to be a servant. I have come to serve. To serve, you're not thinking of yourself. You are thinking of other people. I think of the time when he goes and he washes the feet of his disciples. He was not thinking of himself at that time. He was thinking of his disciples. And so when we think of that characteristic of selflessness, Ruth showed it. Jesus showed it. God wants us to show it. We need to be selfless. And when we're dealing with people, we need to think of them before ourselves. We need to want to make sure that we are showing them God's love and being the hands and feet of him. So we really want to make sure that we are not so focused on what we need, but what does the world need? The world is hurting and they're feeling hopeless. So that's where it comes in for Christians to be selflessness, to go in and to be courageous and to go and serve people who need help. Show them love so they can ask themselves, what is it about that person that makes them do these things and they get nothing out of it for themselves? Why do you serve food when you get nothing out of it for yourself? Why do you give and you get nothing out of it for yourself? Because God has called us to be selfless, to love his people, to all of them, whether they're following him or not, because he did say he died for everybody on the cross. He died for all of us that we may be saved. But some of us have to show others what that looks like. The next characteristic is kindness. Kindness. There was a lot of verses in Ruth that talk about kindness. And when I think about kindness, if you think about it, kindness is in the fruits of the Spirit. And so kindness is a fruit of the Spirit that God says that we should be showing. In verses 2-4, we talk a lot about kindness. The overseer was kind to Ruth. He could have said, no, you're not going to glean from this field. You're not one of our people. No, you're not going to work in this field. But he said, yes, he allowed her to. He said, go ahead and work behind the women who is harvesting. And then the owner of the field came up, Boaz. He was kind. And he said, who is that woman? And the overseer told, she is Ruth from Moab. She came with Naomi. And so there was word going around their area about Ruth and how she had came over to help her mother-in-law. She didn't leave her, she came with her. And so Boaz showed her kindness by telling her to stay here. Because as a young widowed woman, it could have been dangerous for her. There could have been attacks on her because she was young and she was without a husband. But Boaz said, stay at this field and I will make sure that the men will bring you no harm. So he had to go talk to his men and say, hey, you don't mess with her. She's okay. She can come here. She can glean. And he must have talked to the women and said, this woman's going to come behind you. She's going to glean. It's okay. I'm okay with this. And then he said, if you're thirsty, come and drink from the jars. Come and drink water. Now, when you're out there harvested, I can only imagine that it's hot. I don't like gardening, but as I watch my husband garden and he's out there, he's pulling weeds. The sun is beating down on you and you're thirsty. You're going to want some water. So it's nice that she had that opportunity where she could just go and get water. She didn't have to worry about running out of not having enough water because he offered it to her. That was kindness. That was kindness. He offered her protection when he talked to her about staying there and not go anywhere else. That was kindness. We need to think about how are we kind to other people and why are we kind to other people? Are we trying to get something out of it? Are we doing it just for the good of just to be good because that's what God called us to do? So we need to think about being kind to people. And sometimes it's not easy to be kind because sometimes people are not kind back to us. But that's okay because God didn't call us to be kind to people only when they're kind back. He called us to be kind. To be kind, that's a fruit of the Spirit. That fruit shows that you are a follower of Jesus. So if you have a hard time being kind to people, you need to pray for that fruit of the Spirit, because that is a characteristic that it's from the fruit of the Spirit that God is, he wants to see that. He wants that to see that in all of his children, to be kind. And I know that it can be sometimes hard, but it's not an option. It is something that he wants to see. The last characteristic that I see throughout all of the book of Ruth is obedience. Obedience. In Ruth 2:8, she was told to not go anywhere else. Don't go to another field. David. In verse 15, it talked about the harvesters letting her gather. And to gather and to not reprimand her. And she stayed and she didn't go anywhere else. I also believe that she was obedient within herself, because when she had a chance to go back to her homeland, to stay with her family, to stay in her land, she chose not to. And I believe that was obedience, because I believe that God had a plan for her life. And she knew that for whatever reason, she knew she needed to follow Naomi. She needed to follow Naomi to a new land to serve a God that she had learned through Naomi, who seemed like the God that she wanted to serve. She left her little g God and she went to Yahweh. And she wanted to serve that God, because she seen something in Naomi that made her think this is different. So she left her home and she went there, and that's gotta be obedience. And sometimes God calls us to do things that don't always make sense. I'm sure that some people thought, what is she doing? Why would she go there? How many times has God called us to do something that doesn't always make sense, that doesn't always look like the rest of the world? But you know what? God hasn't called us to look like the rest of the world or to do what the rest of the world is doing. He's called us to be different. And so some of those things that he's called us to do, it's gonna look different. It's gonna feel different. But that's okay, because when you stay in obedience to God, there's provision. He does things for you. Life is not always easy. I won't say that it's easy. I won't say that following him and being obedient makes things easier for us. He's never said it's going to be easier for us, but he does walk through it with us. And so my big idea is the provision that you get when you're selfless, when you're kind, when you're obedient. I look at how Ruth at the end of the book, all that she did to help Naomi, it worked out in the end. It was bigger than she could have ever imagined. Ruth is in the genealogy of Jesus. There's no way that she could have known. Ruth had a home. She ended up having food. She ended up marrying a family redeemer that helped Naomi. Boaz married Ruth, and they conceived a son, Obed. I think I said that right. Obed. And he became the father of Jesse. And Jesse became the father of King David. King David is the lineage of where Jesus comes from. There is no way that Ruth would have known that. But she was obedient. Boaz was obedient, and they followed the steps that they felt that they were supposed to do. And I don't think they knew why they were doing it. They just knew they needed to do it. Boaz knew that he needed to redeem Ruth so that Naomi had a chance to have a redeemer. And when they had Obed, the son, he was able to carry on the family name. And I think that's interesting because I think about when men have children, they're very proud to have that child, especially a boy, take their name, take that family name. But that first child that Ruth and Boaz had, he took the family name for Naomi. He took the place of Naomi's son who passed away, who could not give her a lineage. He needed to be that, he was that child for her. So she took that child in. It doesn't say anything else in the Bible about them having other children. I don't know if they did. That isn't the point. The point is that they had the child that was going to carry on that family name for Naomi. And that was a big thing for Naomi because she felt like God had turned his face to her, turned away from her, put his fist up to her. She wanted to be called Mara because she said, "I am bitter. I am bitter." But God didn't turn away from her. He had a plan all along. And so I want to challenge you to know that sometimes you go through these seasons, but he still wants you to be selfless and kind and obedient, because in those seasons, he's behind the scene and he's making things work out, even in the trials and the things that you're going through. So I want to address you and tell you to not get downcast if you're in a season that doesn't feel comfortable. Don't get downcast if life is not going the direction that you want it to go. Continue to be kind. Continue to be selfless. Continue to be obedient to God, because he does have a plan, but you have to walk with him and you have to stay with him for him to work that plan out in your life. It's not always going to be easy, but he's with you throughout that season. He's with you through all the valleys and the mountains. He's with you through all of that. You just have to remember to take him with you. He never walks away. We walk away, but we need to stay focused and walk with him in obedience. And know that he loves you. He's a good, good father who will provide. And I want to challenge you and think that sometimes we think provision is lots of money and lots of food and lots of all these big grande things. That is not provision. Provision is the small things that he does for you. When you wake up and you have breath, when you can move your eyes, when he gives you the right things to do. If you're in a wheelchair, he's still provided. If you're blind, he's still provided because you're still here. There are so many things that God does for us that we just have to think about all the little things that he's continually doing for you. God is a provider, and he will provide. You just want to make sure that you stay in the path and follow him and to not deviate away from him. Stay on that track with him. He's got a plan. He loves us. And no matter what state you're in, no matter what stage you're in, he is there, and he's just waiting for you to continue to follow him. I'm going to pray us out. Father God, we thank you so much, Jesus, that you provide for us, that you love us. Help us, God, to be selfless. Help us to be the hands and feet of you, Lord God, to go out into this dying world, Jesus, and touch those that need you, Lord God. Touch those that don't know who you are, Lord God. And give them the life-breathing message of you, Jesus. You, Jesus, are our hope. You, Jesus, are our everything. You, Jesus, are the reason that we live. Help us to be kind. Help us to follow your direction, Lord God. You want us to be obedient more than you want us to sacrifice, Lord God. So help us to be obedient. You said in your word, obedience is better than a sacrifice. So help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be these things that you have called us to be, Lord God. Help us, Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. In your name, Father, we pray. Amen. Amen.